Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
What's going on?
We got Connor.
Yo, yo, yo.
We got Mr. Denton Dodson.
What's up, everyone?
After a long, long break. It's been
very long.
Halloween.
This episode 19?
Episode 19. We are almost, almost 20
almost.
Years old.
I was a 20.
20 episodes old, not years.
Yes.
Long time.
We will one day, though. We will one day be...
Have our 20th year anniversary.
I'm 18, so I mean, I'm almost 20.
Yes, Denton Dodson. His birthday was yesterday. Everybody, while you're listening...
A couple days ago, but yes.
We're going to shout out... We're going to shout happy birthday at Denton.
Wait, did we post him on our Instagram?
Nope.
Well, you are...
To be fair, he is the social media guy, yeah.
I didn't want to post myself. I think we posted for Sean's. Was that the one we posted for?
I think we posted everyone. We
posted everybody.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Except yours.
Wow, we're posting yours.
He posted all of ours.
Yeah, that's true.
He just didn't post his own. You're welcome, guys.
Next year, we'll post it when the podcast comes out.
Should we just post it right now on air? Just like happy birthday.
Just be like, hey, we're recording the pod right now, but it's Den's birthday a few days ago.
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
Yeah, we were in the middle of an ACT.
Yeah, I know.
And how did that go?
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Well, let's flash you back to old Friday / Saturday morning.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, a little...
Yes.
In there.
We had a...
That was wind.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
We had a tornado. We had a touchdown.
Touchdown, baby.
Yeah. And
it wasn't as bad here, though.
It wasn't
not,
as bad here. And it wasn't,
bad.
Near as, wasn't near as bad as it was the one...
Bowling Green got the worst of it.
But it was bad.
It was bad.
My batting cage.
I mean, if you haven't heard of it, you're probably living under a rock.
Yeah. Or you just slept through it.
Which I wish I could have.
There's no way.
Every 10 minutes, it
beep, 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 beep.
The Amber Alert scared me.
Yeah. Well, see, I got the first Amber Alert, and it said, like, you're under tornado watch till 4 in the morning.
And I'm going to go to bed.
It was like 3:30, and I was like, okay, whatever, you know.
And you couldn't turn it off either. It just did it for like 15 seconds. There was no off.
Well, and like, even if you had your phone on silent, like it's still blared. Like there was no like buzz. Because whenever it buzzes, I wouldn't like wake up. But like the whole siren came on,
right.
And so like 15 minutes later, another siren, or another Amber Alert came through, and it was like
it said severe on it, and I was like, yeah, this is probably.
Is it like bad that like I can't hear the siren? Like, is it at the square?
I can't.
The one in Lebanon, I can't hear it.
I was talking about Walter J.
It's by like Home Depot, I thought.
I can't even hear it across the town. Okay. Three or four.
Yeah. Well, I heard the siren going off. That's whenever my mom got me and we went downstairs to the closet.
Might be one at Don Fox.
Oh, I remember when I woke up, the Amber Alert went off, and then I just like put my phone down and went back to sleep. But then here comes my mom with a flashlight like creeping up to me, shines into my face, goes, "All right, we gotta go downstairs."
Did you lose
power? There's a tornado.
Did you lose power?
Nope. It flickered for a little bit.
We had ours flickered, but it never like consistently went out.
Thank God. Like it wasn't nearly as bad as the last.
See,
one.
Like the big tornado a couple years ago, we didn't have power for like 2 or 3 days.
Last year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. No, it was 2019.
Yeah, it was freshman.
It was COVID year.
Oh my gosh, that has been.
Yeah. Think about it. This February, March, it'll be 2 years.
2020.
It'll be 2 years since quarantine. You believe that?
Man,
2 years.
What month did the
tornado?
Tornado was in March.
It was right before
March
spring
the second.
Break.
Yeah,
I think.
We were like,
March 3rd?
Yeah, we get like more time spring
break.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're coming up on 2022.
2022 though.
Yeah, but it was just a year. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's almost been 2 years. Yeah,
I think COVID-19.
You're closer to the 2 year mark than you are the 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah. But wrapping this story up, the next morning at 8 a.m., we had the ACT, me and Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were talking about the ACT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, y'all got 3.5 hours of sleep?
Yeah, yes. I went to bed at like 10, like a responsible human being. Yeah. you know, I was well rested. I was feeling good. You know, we had the day off before. We had that Friday off of school.
There's a threat to our high school, so that was fun.
I went to school.
Yeah, Denton was gonna be a hero. He was gonna stop.
Yeah, I had homework those days. I had to turn it in.
Yeah, he had to get his scholarship stuff.
Yeah, I had to get a recommendation letter.
Yeah,
but you know, all was good there, thankfully. And so I spent that Friday, you know, doing a little studying. I was feeling good, feeling prepared. Then I show up like a zombie Saturday morning. Like I haven't slept in 4 days.
That's right.
Like,
Because I struggled going back to bed after that.
Oh, I did too.
Well, the tornado warnings went off every 10 minutes. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It was just mentally, like, hard because, like, you knew. I look at my phone at 4:30 in the morning that I've got to get up in, like,
2 hours.
2 hours to take a 4-hour test.
Yeah, it's.
How was the test itself?
Wasn't awful.
It wasn't.
I mean, there was parts of it that were hard.
Is that your first one or second one?
That was the second time taking it. Like, the actual one. I've taken multiple practice tests. But, like, the math's stupid.
Yeah. The math they give you 60 minutes to answer 60 math questions. A math question, if it's a good math question, it's going to take over a minute.
Well, I mean, the first ones are easy. And the easy ones, like, you blow through.
It just gets harder.
The legit 20 to 30, you're like, oh, I get that.
One through 40... It was like, tell me what 2 plus 2 was. It was so easy.
Yeah.
Then I go from like 41 to 60.
And it's like pre-cal.
I've don't know what math is. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. It's tough.
But, and the reading too. I read slowly. Like,
the reading one is one of the hardest because it gives you like 45 minutes to answer, or 30 minutes for 45 questions and passages.
Something like that.
I'm at a 35.
I think it's 35 minutes for 45 questions.
Don't even see how that's possible.
No, it's 35 minutes for 40 questions for the reading.
But you also have to read passages.
You have to read all the
Well, English is 75 questions in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's why it's so tough because of the time management. You just got to be really good.
Yeah, when I took it, I don't think I finished a single one. Like, I guessed the end questions.
What'd you get?
I got 25.
Okay.
Well, but that was like my first one.
That gives me hope.
We're not finishing. That's
What'd your sister make?
Like a 34, 35, something like that.
Wasn't she valedictorian or salutatorian?
Yep, valedictorian.
That's crazy.
Whatever.
It's impressive.
I might have blotched that.
I just don't even like see how that's even possible. Like, getting 34. That high of a score?
Yeah, oh, I know.
It's possible.
I mean, it's possible.
If you had all day to do it, you...
Well, yeah, I feel like I could make like 30s if I had all day.
Our A-push teacher like flexes 36 on us one
He's
day.
Got a 36?
I think so. It was something high. Something high like that. He was valedictorian, too, when he was in high school.
He went to school with Taylor Swift's brother.
He really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where is that at?
Taylor Swift fans, I forgot her brother's name. He went to Pope John Paul.
Oh.
What is her brother's name? I don't know. It's like Steve. It's not Steve. I'm sorry, Swifties out there. I forgot her brother's name. And then T-Swizzle went to Hendersonville. Y'all didn't know that.
Really?
I knew she lived in Hendersonville. I didn't know.
She went to Hendersonville High School. And then she, her Romeo and Juliet, that song.
And it was at Cumberland,
love
right?
Love story, yeah. It's on, the music video is at Cumberland.
So Taylor Swift, if you're listening, 615 guys, we'd love to have you as a guest.
Yeah.
Just come down to the ping pong table.
Yeah, you talk about Jake Gyllenhaal, y'all's story. All too well, 10-minute version. A little quick advertisement here. Not a real one. But I got a new iPhone finally. I had a home button. Just like Jackson and Connor do.
Nothing wrong with my home buttons.
Nothing wrong.
Love my home buttons.
This new phone is amazing. Not to jinx it, I'll probably like drop it down a well. But
you need a case.
I know. The battery on this thing is crazy. It's been the entire day.
He's been so amazed by this. Like,
It's been the entire day. It's on 60.
Us three are like the guys that live in the 90s.
Just wait.
And we
just
see
wait.
New 21st century technology, yeah. And we're just like.
Just wait like another year, awesome. And that battery is going to be going down.
Yeah, I know. But
well, that's a year.
He's gonna enjoy that year though. Yeah. Like, it's gonna be a nice.
I had my
year.
Last one for 4 years.
Yeah, I've had only hand-me-downs in my iPhone career.
This is my second new phone. You're the oldest. Why are you getting hand-me-downs?
From my parents. They get the new phones, and we get the hand-me-downs.
My parents have bad phones. Google Pixels. My dad swore up and down it was gonna be the future. Yeah, how's that looking now?
Hey, half my family still has flip phones. So
my dad had a flip phone until like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Like all my grandparents. Well, not all my grandparents. Like my grandpa has got a flip phone.
My grandparents got iPhones before I did. They all do, but then they haven't got one since. They all have like the 4 and the 5. Which is proof you don't need a new phone because their 4s are still working.
My 7 gave out on me. Like legit just stopped working. Like,
you have a 7 right now?
No, I have the 8 now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got the XR.
Wow. That's why you're the host of where we do our podcast. I had, XR. In middle school, I had the, like, 6 for a while, and it was so old. It was my brother, Sean. He had had it for forever that it just stopped working. The battery just died. There's no charge.
Yeah, I think before I had this phone, I had the 6. So it was like a big jump.
When did you get that?
That was a couple years ago, I think. Like 8th grade, freshman year maybe. Something like that.
So you've had yours for a year or two?
Yeah.
Whatever grade
you're in. No, yeah, I've had it for a while.
So what we've been up to?
I mean, yeah, we haven't talked to y'all since legit Halloween.
That was October. It's now December.
Since then,
December.
A quick recap. There's the playoffs.
The football playoffs?
Yes, the high school playoffs.
Which game was it that we left off?
Gallatin was the last one. So
I don't think it was.
It was.
We'll just talk about the playoffs. Stewart's Creek crushed them. Cool. Whatever.
Riverdale, they were nothing.
They like to talk a lot.
It was like third. No.
It was the final score. 30-17. Way more stretched out than the actual
30-17 sounds right.
30-17.
Yeah. Well, because we scored like a couple touchdowns late. It's kind of like every Alabama-Tennessee game every year. It's like close the whole game, and then like the last 2 minutes that somebody scores a crap ton.
Yeah. And then the next game was that Big Oak.
Big Oakland and... Big Oakland.
State champion Oakland's actually.
Yeah, you know.
24th in the nation, Oakland.
Probably should be higher.
Honestly.
They were good. Dude, I'm not going to lie. They were good. Hey, that Antonio Patterson guy, he committed today.
Where?
Florida International.
Really?
He was the receiver.
I think,
right? No, Isaiah Horton was the receiver. Committed to Miami.
Who was the Patterson guy?
Was the backup running back to James, who was committed to Georgia.
But I'm pretty sure the reason we lost that game was
because Sean had mono.
Star kicker wasn't there.
Yes.
And the very opening kickoff went maybe 15 yards to their best player.
Okay, so that was supposed to happen. He was supposed to kick it to him.
But
unfortunately, our kickoff team just didn't cover.
Let's kick it the shortest amount of yards to their
left
D1.
Left you have the D1 Georgia commit. Right you have the D1 Miami commit.
Yeah, kick it far and in the middle. At least kick it far.
Yeah, but the way
that was about all.
You onside kick it
in
the air.
Our coaches always have to have it on the line.
Yeah, it's got to be perfect.
It's got to be in the corner on the line or
so I wouldn't blame Cameron. I would blame him that he didn't even give effort to tackle him at the end.
I can second that.
He did a banana.
Sean would have laid him out.
I would have slowed him down at least.
Sean definitely
would. I'm not saying I would have gotten.
He would have pushed him out of bounds. He was literally on the sideline.
I would have loved to see what Sean would have done in the situation, though.
What?
I would love to see what you would have done in the situation.
You would have been in the
ER. You would have never been in the situation.
Because you would have kicked it deep.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Why don't they want y'all to kick it to the middle?
Because the way our kickoff is just hard to cover like that.
Well, yeah.
It's just the way it's designed.
Run kickoff middle. It's literally play X. It's the first play.
If you kick it in the middle, the returner can go right or left. If you kick it deep left, he can only go, I guess you're facing this way, left. And all of our guys are swarming in. So he has the sideline to his right. And then all our guys, it's like a wall.
Or if you kick it to the middle, you can kick it 15 yards further, and it's a touchback.
No. That's I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, like, kicking from where I kick, like, to the corner probably adds 3 or 4.
So, anyway,
I guess I could.
If D1, like, D1 to the left, D1's to the right, I'm kicking it to JKL D1 in the middle. not kicking it to Mr. Miami and Mr. Georgia. But regardless, that was 35 points ago, and they scored, you know, a couple more.
But, hey, I mean, we played a good second half.
We beat them 13-10.
Beat them in the second half.
Yeah, when they didn't have, like, all their players.
They took out all their quote-unquote transfers.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous how it was. Well, it was, like, 4th and 6 on their own 20, up 30 in the fourth quarter, and they were going for it.
I'm not calling them cheaters, but apparently they have, like, a set house that the football players use that address.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, they all do that.
That's like Buddy Garrity in Friday Night Lights. You ever seen any of that?
Yeah. No. All those schools do that.
Yeah, dude.
And then they can get caught and it's nothing. Like that 1 year Mount Juliet got caught and were suspended from the playoffs and then they weren't.
No, they weren't. They were never suspended for the playoffs.
That's what
they got
was
suspended
announced.
Like over summer for like a week.
They couldn't like. It was stupid though because like
they were supposed to be suspended from the playoffs and then it got playoff time and I was like,
they
weren't just kidding.
They weren't allowed to scrimmage. But it was the COVID year where no one was allowed to scrimmage. So it didn't really make any sense. I just remember that. But yeah, Sean, that was another reason why we couldn't get content out for you guys because old Sean got mono.
I was sick for, 2 weeks straight?
Yeah.
It was a while, because you were gone
a
long time.
I had a fever for a week and a half for sure. Mm. But then, also just...
What is mono even like?
Hey, it's probably the worst.
You still have your enlarged spleen?
Yeah, it enlarges your spleen. That's why you can't, play sports or anything for a while.
How long
I just got back in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But like, it's just how you feel. Like, you just feel
dead. I felt awful. Yeah, I had no energy. I didn't leave my bed for a week. Like, I literally just laid in bed
all day.
Do
you feel like you could, like, do a push-up when you had that? Like,
I could have done a push-up, yeah, but, like, 10? No, definitely not.
Mm. What'd you do for your schoolwork? Wasn't one of them Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, it was the week before Thanksgiving break. Our stuff was, like, online, but I didn't really do it. I did a couple things. I mainly did everything over break and then turned it in. I had, like, a bunch of tests in pre-cal, though.
Oh, dude.
I was so lost coming back in.
Yeah, if you miss a few days in there.
I had a test in calculus today, but I didn't go to school.
We had a test as well.
She does it on the same day.
How'd you feel about your test? I mean, you haven't been there, but, so, I mean, like, how'd you feel?
Well,
about
the test was there. Yeah, I've been here for a couple weeks, okay, so I've learned everything that, like, we had a test over today.
And I didn't know if it was, like, literally effective for you.
I mean, I had a quiz that I had to take that was, like, what, a month ago? Over a month
ago.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't really know how to do it.
I looked at it. I was like, I forgot how to do that. That was so long ago.
Yeah, that's how math works. The day you teach it to me, I'm going to be really good. The next day, I'm a little worse.
It's facts.
Gone.
It was kind of funny. So you say that on the ACT, there was something where, like, we learned it in pre-cal earlier in the year. And I completely forgot about it until after the test. And today, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's legit what that was.
That's how you do that.
Yeah. So it's funny how it all comes back to you.
Was
like,
it like the graph of sine or something?
Amplitude and...
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Amplitude's easy.
Yeah.
See, I didn't remember that. Like, I was just drawing a blank.
I knew it was amp because I knew amps were on there. There's also stats on there. They're always like, if you've done Algebra 1, you can take the ACT. Not true. There's pre-cal and stats on there.
Yeah. A lot of geometry, too.
Yeah.
And we have our final coming up and...
Then on Thursday?
It's gonna be, yes.
Yeah, Thursday.
No, Friday for our class.
No, it is Friday.
Is it really?
Yeah, Friday for our class.
But I'm thinking about leaving. I think a bunch of people are going to leave Friday early.
And
that's what I've heard.
A-Push, I have taken the whole AP exam this week.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I heard
EDQ today, SAQ tomorrow, LEQ next day.
He's not supposed to be allowed to do that, but I don't think Scotty knows.
Multiple choice Dr. Walters, Friday.
Sorry, if you're listening. Scott. Dr. Walters. We're going to edit that part out. It's just going to say Dr. Walters.
Dude, Dr. Walters.
He follows us on Twitter.
He does. Shout out Dr. Walters.
Shout out Dr. Walters.
He does follow us.
Isn't it pajama day tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I went and bought mine after practice today at Walmart.
Mine are high waters, but I'm just thinking about full send in it. Why not?
You should. Full send sponsor.
I don't own any pajama pants.
I did have a pair, but they definitely would have went up to my knees.
I can give you some Tennessee ones, Jackson. Because
they were a long time ago.
Mine are Tennessee ones, too.
Hard pass.
What
state do you live in again?
I live in Tennessee.
That's what
there
I
you go.
So you should be a fan of. What else has happened in our hiatus?
I mean,
it's honestly been so long that, like, I've honestly forgot.
Thanksgiving
was awesome. I love Thanksgiving. Yeah. I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. We posted about it.
It's been like a month and 2 weeks since we last recorded.
It's been a while.
I mean, y'all are getting back into baseball. Is there, like, anything there?
Kids on the team.
I mean, Connor's got his, like, braces off and everything.
Yeah.
His cast.
Yeah. I'm
oh yeah, he's
up.
He's no longer he's clubless.
Yeah,
I'm clubless now. I have no excuse to not help lift things.
He throws around his hand weights at workouts.
I do, yeah. I'm not allowed to hold any weight, but I put sandbags on my wrists and I just do some workouts like that.
The curse did actually strike again. I don't know if we're supposed to name drop, but Brody, you know, had his little back problems, so the curse has indeed struck again. Knock on wood,
he'll be okay though.
Yeah,
he'll be all
then,
good.
I mean,
it's coming.
You're coming
I'm the time.
I'm going to get hit by a bus.
The time. Ditton's all
it's building up. It's building up. Yes.
Nothing has happened to Ditton just for it to be absolutely worse than anybody has gotten it so far.
My head's going to be like on a fax machine. You're going to roll. I lost my body. Yeah.
It's going to be something. It's going to be like the most bizarre way to get injured, like, ever.
I'm going to be like on the mountain. There's going to be like a drive by.
Only goes for you.
Yeah, everyone knows to say.
Or maybe you're just in the right field, just the middle right field.
Yeah.
There's like, oh,
there's like
fielder.
There's like a sniper. It's no longer a right fielder. Oh, man. Yeah, knock on wood there. I've been doing my yoga stretches, keeping me safe.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, all you can do is
you
do some
do
yoga
that
stretches.
And pray.
Yep.
Anyways, so but going so back far. To, like, when I had mono and, like, having no energy.
Back 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. But anyways, but, like, today we bench maxed, and I think I only got, like, 150.
Because you've just felt so weak.
Yeah, like, I lost so much, like, muscle and, like, stuff. because can't imagine what's gonna happen. My bench max was 145 at the lift-a-thon, which was I don't know how long ago.
That was 5 months.
Wait, what was it at the lift-a-thon?
What
was it at the lift-a-thon?
145.
At least you went up.
Yeah, you went up.
Yeah, you went up 5 pounds.
But I remember
so how did you feel weak? You went up.
5 pounds?
That was 6 months.
Yeah, you need to go up like 20, maybe more.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, still.
But, like, during the football season, I could rep out, like, 135, like, at least 8 times.
I haven't done that in a while. Because of injuries.
Yeah.
Either as
Tosh is weak.
All right.
So, Sean.
Jackson's healed. Nothing wrong with him.
He has to wear a bra, though, every single day.
Yeah, I gotta wear my big old brace.
It's the one that you carry around all day in a bag.
Yeah, I have to. That's
it's not even a brace.
I'm not gonna leave it in my car and then have to go out to my car and then back into the school just to put it on.
Yeah, he has
just
like
get
the,
a bigger backpack.
The Nick.
Yeah, at least just like put it in
his,
like a
Joshua
bag or something.
Just wear it all day.
Yeah,
look, stuff the
no,
other side.
No, I would sweat. I would sweat profusely all day. I already sweat profusely with that thing on for the little bit of baseball we do.
Yeah, it looks
wait,
very
so, but
funny.
Why do you have to carry it around?
Can't fit it in my backpack.
No, but why do you have to carry it around?
Why don't you leave it in your car?
Oh, well,
to go back out.
Because normally I would just go to Jacob in his office at the field house, but his office right now is at the basketball court.
Why don't you just leave it there?
Because he has it for baseball.
Because at the end of the day, he's not going to drive
back down to the school to give
it
to him. It
would be locked.
Yeah. So
like he wears that baseball and then he just goes home from baseball.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Like, so it's in my room right now.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. No,
yeah.
My bad.
Wait, so you have a separate bag for it?
There's
like
a, there's
it's a clear
sack.
Plastic.
There's a
like,
little plastic.
Not even
like,
bag.
Yeah, it's a little plastic bag it came in, so I just have kept it in the little plastic bag it came in.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, I just thought of this.
Yeah, it makes me look huge, so, I mean.
Yeah.
One half of
I just thought of this. We did have an episode recorded. So
it's true. Yes, I completely forgot about that. So this is episode 19, and what should have been 20.
Yeah, should have.
However,
been.
It'll go on our our Patreon. It'll be on our Patreon.
That'll never happen. I don't think it's even good enough for that. Honestly,
nah, it's really not.
So we had all of the girlfriends on the pod. Connor's girlfriend, my girlfriend. Nitten's girlfriend.
I had one for the podcast.
Yeah, Sean brought in his
little guest today as well. Yeah,
Sean brought in his little sneaky link. She's back though. yeah, Casper. She's actually with us again today. Casper, what's up?
Say hello. She just has a way with words. I swear.
But it was, to put it in nice of terms that I can possibly put it.
Bad.
Was terrible. Awful.
The second half was fine. I thought it would be an actual episode. The first half was really bad. The second half was good.
Well, they just wouldn't speak
up.
Yeah,
the thing is, you would ask them a question, they would just like they would like.
They didn't
want to
answer.
Yeah, they wouldn't answer it.
It was just.
Yeah, they were just giggling.
They would like look at each other like, you answer it. You answer it. No, you answer.
Reese
did well. Yeah. Reese did well.
The second half was good, but the first half wasn't.
No, the first half.
Was
horrendous. Gosh awful. The second half was decently awful.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so I told them before. Yeah. I told them before it wasn't going to be a good idea. They're like, no, we should do it. Like, it'll be a good idea.
Well, it was.
We didn't have a
guess. It was worth a shot.
Because
I mean,
everyone like thinks it's like all fun, but like once you get on,
you all get
nervous.
Everybody thinks they're built for a pod until like time to get to the pod, and they ain't built for the pod. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we build different. Hashtag we coming. Hashtag back to back to back state. Hashtag appearances.
That's right.
We better be going back to state.
We should. Basketball team's looking good.
Both.
Hashtag we coming.
Hashtag we are.
Hashtag 615 guys.
Yes. Hashtag we encourage people to we encourage people to do podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Bellwood Boys.
Yeah. Got a local podcast that we may or may not have inspired to become a podcast. So if they're listening, good job, guys.
And
it's,
go
it's
check
harder
them out.
Than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've realized.
There's a lot of work that goes into it. Like getting everything together, like figuring out how to work it, even
and making it good. Yeah. It's hard.
Making it good.
College admissions essays about our podcast.
Yeah, we posted them on their. We posted them on our story.
Yeah,
it's at bellwood.boys. Make sure I go follow
they're
on Instagram.
They're out of Watertown.
Out of Watertown, yeah. Four good guys, just like we have four good guys here. Mm-hmm. Pretty similar platforms. Make sure y'all go check them out.
Yeah, they've only they've released one episode, is that right?
They've released our first episode, yes. I think it's, yeah, Tis the Season was what it was called.
Tis the Season.
It was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yep, I remember our first episode. We're heading on a year.
Snowstorm.
Snowstorm. We released it February something.
Yeah,
it was like February 7th. Because I remember it was like
10 months ago.
Coming up on the pod being one year old.
Yep.
And almost 20 episodes later.
Yeah, 1 million views
and
later, here we are.
20 episodes. I mean, that's not terrible. It's not great, but
But look, here's the deal.
Almost 2 a month.
We forgot we were gonna talk to y'all about this. These next couple months.
Oh, God,
don't
do it.
Yeah, no, 615, guys. We're going all in.
We said this about the summer.
You were like, dude, it's about to be a summer takeover.
Yeah.
You remember that?
It was a summer.
We recorded like 2 episodes.
So. It was a summer takeover. Until we were in Atlanta every weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's what's going to happen.
Here's what we're going to do over break. We're going to record an episode every single day. And then we'll post the best ones.
This is our winter wonderland
because
time.
Because we have baseball in the morning. Like
giving
every
us,
single day.
Giving
so
us
after
the afternoon
that,
no
we'll
sleep.
Pop out to Sean's house.
Oh, yeah.
Record an episode. Record 3 a week. Pick out the best one from the week. Release it. Maybe chop them all together. Create one mega episode
super,
with the best content.
Super montage.
Do you guys want editing?
Jackson's got the computer, and then, you know, we just toss out an episode for you guys.
You know, maybe.
In reality, in a month, we'll release an episode again.
We don't want to make any promises.
But we will make slight guarantee. Not guarantees, not the word.
Slight guarantees.
It's a Christmas takeover.
You know when you,
what we're doing.
When you ask for a present, and your parents are like, we'll see. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Right? I can guarantee you we can put out one for Christmas, right?
Oh, I sure hope we're gonna pull one out before Christmas.
No, like for Christmas, on Christmas,
like on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, I mean, I'll try.
We would just have it recorded and then put it out for Christmas Day.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, so there will be an episode on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
for
then
sure.
We can get one after Christmas. Say what we got.
We'll release one next week too. I mean, this week. Sorry, next week is Christmas. We'll release another one before that one too. I'm just kidding.
So yes, there will be one before Christmas, and then. One on Christmas Day.
There's going to be one on Christmas Day. I can't guarantee the one before Christmas.
Well, I guess this could be the one
This could
Christmas.
Be the one before Christmas.
Yeah. Well,
we just want to make sure we get the best content out for you guys. That's the deal.
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday we're going to record next week. Guys,
well,
are you guys listening?
We wouldn't even record it today, but the Preds game got canceled.
Thank you, COVID.
But yeah, COVID's still around.
Yeah, we could have not. The Christmas one could have been our first episode back.
That's very true. Yeah, yeah. If it weren't if
Halloween
weren't,
to Christmas,
if it weren't
Let's
for the
just a holiday,
yeah. Holiday five.
Hey, but I mean, if you think about that, if we did it every holiday, we would do a Christmas pod and then we do a New Year's pod. So that's pretty consistent, right there.
Yeah, and
but
then,
like
and then Easter. Then
we would, no, it would probably be Valentine's Day.
That's
which
it.
Is
our almost
when our
first
like
one
two
was
months.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And St. Patrick's Day.
I mean there's like national month. Days every single day. We can just pick one.
National
out
Podcast Day.
Yeah.
December 14th is officially now National Podcast Day.
Anyways, today is actually a big day because Steph Curry set the all-time record for threes in the NBA all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Legit me.
What is it like? Oh, an hour and a half
September
ago?
September 30th is National Podcast Day.
September 30th. We've missed our calling.
Till
next year.
He passed
Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Ray
Allen. But yeah, me and Denton were sitting in the creamery.
It was like 2,900 something.
2,973 was the record.
Yeah, it was the record.
Now it's more than that.
Me and Denton were sitting in the creamery, and we were like, oh, yeah, Steph's.
That's
an
ice cream place on the square, for those of you wondering.
Shout out to the creamery.
Yeah,
very good ice cream.
He hasn't had a 3 cents, actually.
He turned it on his phone, and as soon as he turned it on, like...
He had already hit the shot.
Like, it was like, it's Stephen Curry! Has broken the record! And we're like, wow. Because
I was watching on Bleacher Report, and you get like 10 minutes free watching. And I got the notification, it was like, Warriors take on Knicks as Curry is two threes away from breaking the record. And I'm like, oh, see if he does in the first 10 minutes. I click on it, it's like a commercial, and it gets into it. And it's like, there's the record! He's done it! He's done it! The tickets were
It was pretty cool, though. They,
like,
stopped the whole game for a while.
And Reggie Miller was commentating the game, and Ray Allen was the dude who beat Reggie Miller's record.
Like, imagine how cool that would be.
So the last three record holders were all there. Yeah.
I mean, the record's going to just, like, it's going to be high because he still has a
couple years left. Yeah.
too, more than that.
Going back to the ticket prices,
he's only like 33, 34, something like that.
Yeah, he'll crush you by a lot. But going back to what you were saying about ticket prices, some ticket prices for some games are ridiculous.
Yeah, the cheapest ticket's like $430 for this game.
For an NBA game?
For this past one. Just this one. Regular NBA games are going to be like $60.
I remember saying something about Coach K. Shout out Jody. Coach K. Yeah. His last game tickets, I'm looking them up right now, how much they actually are.
Olivia Rodrigo tickets were like that, too. The cheapest tickets right now are, I forget how much, but the most expensive ones are like $2,500.
Okay, so he's actually playing North Carolina for his last game.
Wow.
And so...
That's definitely a shout-out, Cody.
From the first week of November, the cheapest single ticket to this game is going for $7,200 on StubHub.
Wow. Yeah, the Olivia Rodrigo spending is like $500.
That's like for a basic seat?
That's the cheapest seat you can
find.
Oh,
the cheapest? Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be like in the top.
You're in the nosebleeds.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I don't even... Who's got that type of money?
I don't know.
I mean, there's people out there that have that type
Someone probably bought all of them. It's just going to be one person there.
I'm your biggest fan.
When are we going to make you do the punishment for fantasy?
I don't know. We can decide.
Yeah, it's been official. Denton Dotson is last place in fantasy football. The quote-unquote fantasy expert is
two games this
take
year.
Take away your championship that I helped you win last year, Jackson.
He did help me win the championship last year, but this year his luck was just not the same.
Yeah, I'm in another league, and I'm actually in first place in that league. I was first place on the regular season in my other league, so can't win them all.
Yes, he finished the year with a solid 2 wins.
2-12.
2-14, actually. Kidding, it was 2-12. Yeah, you're right.
Unless he scrounges up a win in the Constellation bracket, which I doubt he does.
I'm playing you, I think.
Yep. 27% chance of winning is what I got.
Unless he finds a way to win something like that, he's going to finish the year with 2 wins, making him last place and having to do the punishment of, have we decided on walking or just standing there yet?
I think you got to walk, then stand.
I think you should walk. Yeah, walk, then stand.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, walk and then stand for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, walk. So we're starting at, if you know where Los Compadres is.
Well, no. I think we should start at the square.
That's where
I thought the square is where you're
ending. Walk to Los Compadres?
Yeah, square, then walk to Walgreens.
Well, walk to Los Compadres.
Walgreens.
I think it should be walk.
Everyone's just going to blow by Walgreens. I think it should be at the square. Because that's where everyone's going to see it.
Yeah, and you got to stand there for an hour.
Because, like, everyone drives by slowly.
Yeah, people circling.
Yeah, well, that's what it should
Either
be.
Way.
Bryce Kelly and Ian Walsh couldn't agree on the punishment, so I don't have to do it.
You're still doing
it. Yeah,
you
have to do it. That's the easier one.
But either way, Denton's going to have to walk somewhere down West Main and then stand at his final destination for an hour with a sign that says, I suck at fantasy football.
Yep, and y'all are lucky I'm a good friend and I'm doing it. Because, you know, good and well, if Bryce or Walsh got last, there wouldn't be a punishment.
No, there definitely would be a punishment.
That's why they're not going to be in the league next year. Calling it right here.
Yep, we did tell them that.
Do punishment, you can't be in the league. And you have to pay before you get in the league, too.
We still need some people's money in our fantasy football league.
So if you're listening, one of these is actually a loyal listener. So
yeah, Jake, we need your money.
You're in town now, so I mean, yeah.
He's in town. I'll actually text him tonight because we are hooping tonight.
Nice.
Release
your inner Steph Curry.
I am. I'm gonna score 2,973 three-pointers tonight. Set the record straight. I'm gonna call Curry and be like, "Actually, your record was short-lived. I already broke it." At Lebanon City Courts. At Porter's Palace.
Where Jackson made magic happen.
At Terry versus Jackson 2.
Are we going to do that?
We need to do it again.
Me too.
We need to do
it. I mean, she's hurt. I'm hurt. I mean. We'll see where time takes us.
We need to do you versus, like, everyone that's good at every single sport. You need to play, like, Rex and tennis.
I'm down.
Jackson McRae in bowling. You know, play everyone in an individual sport.
What's another one? Like,
somebody
in golf.
John.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Jackson versus Tiger Woods.
The match. Jackson Lee. Tiger
you do Daryl.
And golf?
Yeah. Yeah, she John or Daryl would destroy you. Yeah,
she'd beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, but give me a couple months to prepare, get my middle reps in.
Well,
like
we
I
know
did.
You wouldn't practice. Yeah. Yeah.
No, here's the thing, though. I would actually enjoy practicing golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to go to Danny that were close.
You could 1v1 me in soccer.
Oh, that's easy. There you go.
That's a far field, the 1v1.
Penalty kicks?
Well, I mean, let's do it.
It wouldn't be like...
Penalty kicks.
Let's
do
some PKs.
One of y'all's the goalie.
Oh, yeah. I'll go goalie for you. You'll go goalie for me.
Yeah, that sounds good. Jackson, all-around athlete.
I mean,
Jackson tries.
Call me Bo Jackson.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but...
Yeah, he wouldn't make a single goal.
I'll take it easy.
It's a pretty big goal. I think I could score.
No, I don't think
you'd be
get
kicking
it off the
from
ground.
Far away.
I don't think you'd get it off the ground, yeah. To be honest.
You can also face Sean in field goals.
Yeah, but I was
just
saying that.
Too, yeah.
No, there's no way I win that. There's no way. No
you
matter how
kick
long...
a 50-yarder with me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You did get the composite balls, though.
I think if we did a PK shootout, I would just blast it at Jackson every time.
Yeah, just kick it at him on purpose.
No, I would. Just give me some, like, give me some goalie gloves. I'll be good.
You'd have your little bra hats. Chest protector.
Right? I would have my little shoulder stay-in placer thing.
Don't forget the mental reps. Gotta have those.
Yeah, my mental reps are undefeated.
No, you definitely
actually no. They're 0-1.
Yeah,
so
yeah, they are.
They're winless, actually.
Yeah. Do you think if you would have practiced, you would have won?
Yes.
You already here first, folks.
I don't think you would have won.
I don't think
I do.
Actually,
you lost by two.
I don't think the practice would have mattered. I think you would have
played
now, the same.
Thinking back at it.
You played pretty good.
Toward the second half.
Toward the end.
Here's the thing. If I didn't come out so cold in the first half,
yeah.
I think I win that game.
Well,
even
I find out
even not just a little bit.
Like, all I know is you got packed by Terry.
I did indeed. I'm not afraid to admit that. I did. But granted, she's big. She's taller than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's taller than me. So, I mean, that's like, there's yeah. No
she can jump
that.
Higher than you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She probably
that video is so funny.
Yeah.
I love that video.
Yeah.
And I mean, y'all just, she's just,
event.
she's really quick. Like, she's just really, really quick on her feet.
Jackson's like, I shouldn't have won the game.
Yeah, Jackson's like, actually, thinking back on it.
But, you know, I shouldn't have won.
There's no moral victories here.
And like,
it's like there's no mental reps. We're looking for real victories,
Jackson. And, like, I made a couple shots that if I probably shot it again, I probably wouldn't have made them. Like, there was a couple shots, like,
Jackson's supposed to be trash talking his hand like it was luck. You're not supposed to be like, looking back on it. I played the best game ever, and I still lost by two.
No.
I
definitely could have played better. That's for
just
sure.
Like the defense, Paul V, dude. Whatever, whoever he's fighting, we need a Terry V. Jackson, too.
Paul versus Woodley?
Yes.
That's coming up this Saturday.
Just like that second fight.
That's going to be a good fight.
We need you.
Who do y'all have winning that? Paul won.
Woodley.
Paul won fight one, but it was by decision. Questionable Woodley. Decision.
He paid him $30 million if he can KO him. That's a big payday.
Who you got, Sean?
I don't know anything
Did
about
Did you watch him. The first one?
Mm-mm.
You know I've always been a Paul guy.
Yep, so. He's about to lose.
Yeah, Connor bets every Paul ever. Like, Logan, Jake.
Yeah, like, I bet Logan Paul over Mayweather. Just kidding.
Much he knows.
But, okay, going back to that, though, did I hear, like, breaking news that it was made up and the fight was, like, rigged and all that?
Which one?
The Logan Paul Mayweather fight.
Well, he KO'd him. He just held him up. And there's also rumors that there was a no knockout clause on the last Woodley Paul fight. That's why to rebuttal against those claims, Jake Paul's offering Woodley $30 million if he can knock him out this fight.
Wow. $30 million?
$30 million.
That's
30
like,
big bucks.
That's
holy
like $30
crap.
For yeah, Joe.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Logan or Jake that wanted to do the slap competition?
I don't know, but that was hilarious.
It was Logan.
When they did
it was
it.
Logan.
It was Logan.
What
and
was
he
that?
Chickened out because he like knocked some guy out right before it.
Yeah, like so, in like Russia, there's
they
like
did
these...
it before.
Oh, that
before
yeah,
the
about,
oh, okay.
Like, before
this
the
a long time
before
ago.
The Jake Paul Askren fight. They did it. There was like three slap matches that they showed before the Triller
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I remember that.
It
yeah,
was
yeah.
interesting.
Who was in it?
The slap fight.
Yeah,
it was random people.
Oh, it was just
dude. It's gotta hurt
yeah.
though.
Only crazies do slap fights because it's
I mean,
not
you
like
you just gotta eat it. Like
yeah, but it's not like
you
get to dodge it.
It.
You just get
yeah,
you just
have
to.
And if,
it.
Like if you flinch, like that, they gotta do it again. Like,
they're just slapping your temple. That's KO.
Yeah,
it
can't be good for you.
You'd almost think though, like whoever goes first gets a way bigger advantage. Because
yeah, but that first blow, I mean, yes, it hurts, but like
you're not gonna quit.
Yeah, but each round
one.
You're gonna have one more hit than him.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, you unless they alternate,
like I go and then you go twice, and then I go.
No, they don't do that.
Well, then that's these rules are stupid. I guess you have one more.
I think it's fair. I mean,
yeah, one more.
Yeah, but like it depends on how hard you hit.
How is that fair? Like if you hit me twice and I can only
they've got to determine it somehow, like beforehand. Because there's no way, like no one thought about that.
Yeah. Right? Well, they get hit in the head repeatedly. They probably haven't thought of that.
No. But getting in the Christmas spirit, we are a couple days away from
Christmas
break. Christmas break in general. I'm
Christmas
so
is in 11 days.
I could not be
What are y'all most excited for about Christmas? Like just
that
the break
feeling,
in general.
Christmas joy.
That feeling.
I love my family.
That feeling at 2 a.m. or whatever when it's late, all the lights are off. The only light in the house is the Christmas trees. You're just walking to bed and it's kind of cold. You know, you got your fuzzy socks on.
Maybe just want some
Christmas pajamas. You're going to bed.
And we're getting
like,
in the Christmas spirit tomorrow with our PJs.
Yeah.
PJ day. We're in the Christmas spirit right now with the little Santa hats on the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Post that on
see that on our story.
Jackson, I'll bring you some. I got some Titans ones. I think may fit you.
You have Titans?
Yeah.
All right.
What grade did you have them in? Like fourth?
Yes, actually. It's
perfect.
Fourth grade.
Perfect.
I'll fit
Jackson perfect.
I mean, the length may be right, but the width may be a little off.
I got a lot of junk
in this truck.
Yeah. I wore those. I think I was flat.
Might be a little tight.
Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow,
we'll see.
I guess. Yeah. It's random, the pajama day is, because he usually says no for, like, pep rallies and stuff.
Wait, is it just PJ day, nothing else?
I didn't even know.
Did he
say that on the announcements?
Should you do, like, an ugly sweater day or something?
He probably said it during baseball.
See, here's the thing. Thursday.
No, he said it in the morning.
It was in the morning.
Because I heard it.
Thursday is ugly sweater day. However, I have one ugly sweater, and I have to save that for our Christmas party.
Right.
So I can't wear ugly sweater and then
wait,
ugly sweater.
Wait, Thursday's ugly sweater?
Yeah.
How do we know
this? I didn't know
that. Apparently, that's what Coach Smith told me.
At school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. So,
I didn't hear anything about that.
I only own one ugly Christmas sweater.
Can't wear it 2 days in a row. Bless you, Connor.
Bless you, Connor.
Thank you.
I don't think I have an ugly sweater. I mean, I've got like one of those blazers that are like, you know, like Christmas designed. Have you seen those? You remember Gabe, the student section leader our freshman year?
Truman?
Yeah. You remember? I think it might have been him. He like wore one. Maybe it was last year.
Chase was the student section leader.
I don't know, but someone wore like a blazer and it's like Christmas thing. I got it in my room right now, but
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You can look them up. They're like, there's like full body suits.
Do y'all have
Christmas like designed?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You three baseball guys, if y'all or two other baseball guys, have y'all decided on your Dirty Santa gift?
I don't want to spoil it, but it might be a steak.
I don't want to spoil it, but it might be clothing for your head.
The Jackson's is funny.
Mine's good.
Does everyone know who's like?
It's Dirty Santa. So you just pick one, and then that's what you get.
Yeah, but I got a feeling I know who.
Oh, is Dirty Santa where they're all out?
No, it's.
We're talking about for baseball.
We're talking baseball.
But,
I thought Dirty Santa was where you like have a certain person.
That's
and you have
Secret
to give
Santa.
No, that's also Dirty Santa.
I get
that. So, to explain it, since y'all were clearly confused, Secret Santa is where you get a name assigned to you and you buy them a gift, and it's a good gift. And then Dirty Santa is the same exact thing. You draw a name, but the gift you get them is like a gag gift, like you get them like poop in a box. And we have that for baseball, and you go in there, and then I think that day there's like names in a hat, and you just draw that hat, and that's who your gift's going to.
I thought Dirty Santa, you steal the gifts.
Yeah, like I thought you
normally, like traditionally you do, but just for the time to go by faster since there's so many of us, we're just gonna.
Yeah.
Like, no, I thought it was like you draw a number, and then like number one goes first, gets their present.
The next person can either steal or get a new one.
Yes. That's how it normally goes.
Well, the whole
and if you get your
dirty
stolen,
Santa things is that you get them dirty presents.
I don't. I think
hence
it's the dirty part is
dirty.
Stealing it from you. I
that
think
is,
that's the dirty part.
That might have been the fifth grade version. That is not the what real Dirty Santa is, but that's sweet of you guys.
Maybe I'm doing the real Dirty Santa, I guess.
That's not what Dirty Santa is.
Maybe a 615 guy should have our own little Dirty Santa.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Well, yeah, that could be a little segment in one of our podcasts.
We all just give each other 615 guy stickers.
That don't have podcasts on them.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Hey, we're about to get a new shipment in. Don't you worry.
That's the same stickers.
With
I think we
got to
get redesigned new ones.
and bigger ones.
I can toss up us up a new logo.
Yeah, I think we should get a new logo.
I like our logo though.
We don't need a new logo.
Let us know. Should we just get a little poll going? Should we change the logo?
Well, not for like everything, but like a new batch of stickers. I could just make a new logo for those.
Yeah, I would like that. Get some new stuff rolling in.
I can do a retro font, make it look cool.
Let's do that.
Christmas theme one. I could toss on a little Santa hat onto the logo.
I'm down.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Christmas is gonna be done by the time it gets here.
Yeah, we could put that as our profile picture. Maybe.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
I'll make sure. I'll make sure to do that.
Just brainstorming here, just spitting out a couple ideas.
Yep.
Nothing too big, too special.
Our next couple episodes, hopefully we're going to try out some new style ideas for just how the podcast works, just to see what works best.
Just to see how things roll. That's kind of how we did this one for the most part. I mean, it wasn't as strict as we were going to make the next one, with our schedule.
Yeah.
But
we did that with the last episode too, I remember. But we're gonna try out some different styles. So there may or may not be an episode that seems really different from all the rest, but just trying to figure out what works best so we can put out the best content for you guys.
And be free to give us some feedback too.
Yeah.
When we do.
Yeah, I mean, just let us know.
DMs to what you're thinking about.
Yeah, if you ever just think
an idea for us.
Yeah, an idea, just
and we'll start putting out more Q&As again, to see what y'all want, because I mean this is a pod for the people.
People's podcast.
So at the end of the day, it's what y'all want. Didn't I just saw your retweet, by the way? That's really cool.
Yes, it is. It's like Christmas almost themed. It was every 3-pointer Steph's ever made, but it's like a firework.
Really?
It's cool. I retweeted if you want to go see it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, this was a good pod.
Finally got another one out.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys in a couple days.
Yeah, you just know, hey, we're coming back. We're back. We're better than ever. We've regrouped. We've refurbished our brains.
Vocabulary word. This dude took the ACT.
Is that actually the right vocabulary for that?
I think so.
It is.
Look at that. We've refurbished our brains. We're back. We are the 615 guys, the number one podcast. Recorded on a ping pong table. One day this podcast will be put in the podcast museums, Hall of Fames.
We'll be doing this for years upon years. We may take a year off, but we're coming back and doing another
Hashtag
episode.
We coming.
And all you haters hashtag out there, just came, wait. Just wait and
hashtag
see.
Hashtag we came and did we this conquered. Podcast.
We did. We almost a year. Almost a year.
We're almost a year in.
Next incredible. Episode will be episode 20.
Yes, it will. Two decades worth of episodes. So if you listen to one a year, you have two. You listen to 20 years. 20
years,
worth 20
years worth. One day that'll probably be our rate of episodes released.
It's the annual 3-year break. It'll be regrouped for.
It'll be like a week long podcast.
Hell yeah!
Comes out once a year.
And don't forget to sponsor.
If you want to sponsor,
I want to sponsor.
Make sure to just let us know.
Sponsor since episode 8.
Shoot, hey, I'm telling you, once we get these big old guests rolling in, there's people
everyone
that want to sponsor. Everybody wants to be a part of the 615 guys.
It'll come. It'll happen.
Like the merch.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Release merch one day, we promise.
We will. We do promise. It could be
I think we actually could have something going in a little bit. Potentially.
What money?
Maybe. What?
We need the sponsorship.
Yeah, we'll get a sponsorship.
Nike.
Yeah, Nike sponsor us.
All our NIL cool deals.
Yeah, yeah. Once I go to college, man, I'm NIL deals. Yeah, Jake applied for that, but then he didn't. They were like, post this on your store, and he was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Repost, retweet, redo.
Refurbish.
Rewatch.
Relisten.
Listen, comment, subscribe.
Listen, and retweet. 615.
And be sure to share.
Share, man. You know, I don't do this for nothing, man. I like these boys right here. I like what they're doing, man. Share.
Shoot, the time we're ever to come, maybe we need to get Jody back on for part two. Let's know if you want to see Jody on. Maybe not with a dog collar.
Yeah.
Or maybe with
bigger and better.
Maybe again, higher setting.
the biggest setting.
The orange setting or whatever I was not to click. Now, man, don't you press that orange button, man. Stop.
That's the constant one.
That would have been awful.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future. That could, who knows, that could be the Christmas episode that we're promising. But we're not going to promise that we don't promise Jody is going to be on the
podcast. Anything. Just like what your parents say, we'll see.
But until then, until Christmas, maybe. Or hopefully before Christmas.
Yeah, we'll release one.
Maybe.
Until then, 615 guys out.
See ya.